Blackstone Audio presents A Mist of Prophecies by Stephen Saylor. This book is read by Ralph Cosham. This book contains the following dedication. To Rick Lovin. Cassandra. Apollo, Apollo, Lord of the ways, my ruin, you have undone me once again and utterly. Chorus. After the darkness of her speech, I go bewildered in a mist of prophecies. Aeschylus, Agamemnon, 1080-82, 1112-13. Chapter 1. The last time I saw Cassandra, I was about to say the last time I saw Cassandra was on the day of her death, but that would be untrue. The last time I saw her, gazed upon her face, ran my fingers over her golden hair, dared to touch her cold cheek, was on her funeral day. It was I who made all the arrangements. There was no one else to do it. No one else came forward to claim her body. I call her Cassandra, but that was not her real name, of course. And no parents would ever give a child such an accursed name, any more than they would name a baby Medea, or Medusa, or Cyclops. Nor would any master give such an ill-omened name to a slave. Others called her Cassandra because of the special gift they believed her to possess. Like the original Cassandra, the doomed princess of ancient Troy, it seemed that our Cassandra could foretell the future. Little good that accursed gift did either of the women who bore that name. She called herself what others called her, Cassandra, saying she could no longer remember her real name or who her parents were. Or where